to help you.
Yeah, hi, Rob. Bob Adams for Jackie Beckerman, please.
Yeah, one moment, Bob.
Yeah, Gary?
Hey.
What's up?
I can go with you. What time are you going to pick me up?
Oh, I don't know. The appointment's at 1. I'll talk to you in a sec.
Hello, this is Jackie.
Yeah, hi, Jackie. Bob Adams.
Hi, Bob. So I heard you don't want to see Kevin Bob.
Apparently not. He doesn't want to see me.
I reached him, and he thought he had called you back twice, but basically, at that time, you were still in Florida, and he said, I will see him as soon as he gets back. He can schedule appointments or work for you to get an appointment. Would you be willing to see him? He's a nice guy. He sounds like a nice guy.
I am uncomfortable. I've said that before, you know. I've called him and made attempts to set up an appointment with him 4, 5, 6 times. And the last time, before he could even leave a voicemail, I was returning the phone call, and he didn't answer, and he doesn't seem, I can't set up an appointment if I don't speak with him. So I guess that's the end of that. So, as I suggested, I'm not going to be incited, and I'm not going to be, you know, this is about, again, why would I go to somebody that has already developed a level of the distrust in me?
I don't think that's the case. And, you know, the problem is these people are never in their offices. And
again, he was leaving a voicemail when I returned the call.
And I hear you, but Bob, it's very possible that a client walked right in right afterwards, okay?
While he was leaving the voicemail, I returned the call.
But can I just tell you what happened, Bob? I just want to explain to you.
It doesn't matter, Jackie. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
I guess I feel like he's a great option for you, and I wish you would give it a chance.
Well, I'm exploring all kinds of options.
Okay.
And one of them, I'm not even confident that I should even be discussing this with you. Since I've been back in Rochester, I've had an opportunity to read some of the articles and the Mary Jo White determinations, and that there are other individuals within the organization that I should have probably been speaking with instead of you, because I understand that there's a cabinet position now that's not affiliated with the corporate counsel office. And you keep on hammering me, and again, at this point, I'd like to set up an appointment, and I'll let you know, I'm going to be contacting Richard Feldman's office and asking him in his office if they'd care to take a meeting with me. And maybe at that point, I'll be able to get directed to the proper health care in a non-biased manner that I so desperately deserve. And I won't be continuously incited, that I won't be mischaracterized, and that my intent still remains the same, that it's about my moving forward on a personal and a level, both physically and emotionally, as well as making sure and ensuring that the community remains at the highest standard, and that there's a zero tolerance policy for sexual harassment and sexual assault by doctors in the community. And I think that if Mr. Feldman hasn't been made aware of me or the situation or the determination, I'd certainly like to talk to him about it so that maybe he can direct me to whom I should be discussing this with and who is going to show me the compassionate care and unbiased compassionate care that I deserve. But apparently it's not your offices anymore. And frankly, I'd like to ask you a question. Why didn't you, when I asked you many, many, many times, why didn't you direct me to somebody else outside your office?
For healthcare?
For discussing the Gareth Warren sexual assault, to discussing my traumatic brain injury, and the treatment that I've received at the hands of the Eye Care Commitment Office, as well as the Corporate Counsel Office. because it's one thing for errors to happen or for doctors to use abysmally poor judgment. It's another when the institution, as a matter of business policy, damages, intentionally damages, a victim and a patient. And I'd like to have the conversation with Richard Feldman. So after I'm letting you know and making you aware of the fact that after we get off this call, I'm going to be contacting his office, and I'm going to ask him to return my call so that we can set up a meeting. Because not just myself, several other people in the community are interested in speaking with him about it. Because I'm thinking about developing a foundation at this point about sexual assault and harassment for male victims. And that there's some sort of a safety net so that the resources are available, so that there's some sort of safety net for other victims coming down the line. Because apparently, the University of Rochester... And that's why I'd like to know whether or not Richard Feldman is interested in becoming, you know, in how this can become a better situation instead of a worse one. I don't think, I'll be honest with you, I don't feel confident that you're in a position to be able to help me with that.
I'm sorry, you feel that way.
Right. Well, I am too. You could have easily have referred me to somebody else. You keep talking to me about, we don't want to discuss this. It's over. And I'm telling you, it's never going to be over for me. And if you're taking directives from this corporate counsel office, then you're taking directives from the wrong office. According to Mr. Feldman.
I can only, I'm sorry, but you feel this way?
No, am I correct in that assumption?
I don't know what office you're referring to.
No, here, let me see.
And it was an act. Here's the thing, Bob. It was a case.
No, apparently that's not necessarily what I've been reading here. There's a change. You guys spent $4.5 million with Mary Jo White, and she suggested that, and her main suggestion was that victims of sexual assault are not managed by the legal department, that they're managed by another cabinet position, completely separate from corporate counsel's office. So I have to ask, where have you been in all this? Why are you taking directives from the corporate counsel office when you shouldn't be?
Bob, my role in this was to try to get you health care, which you do so desperately need and deserve. And that was what my role in this was.
How has that worked out for me?
Well, you know what? I actually think that if you, based on our conversation, okay, I did try. I kept trying, even though you often were very, very abusive to me. And I did try to get you in, and I'm upset to hear because someone...
Do you know that it's a two-way... You know, do you understand it? Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
I'm very upset to hear that an individual who was very willing to see you and is still willing to see you, but you have decided... I mean, the fact that you won't give someone a chance because he didn't call you back... He says he did call you back. Twice.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you anymore, Miss Beckerman. I'm not going to have this argument. I'm not going to be you're not going to incite me. You're not going to allow me to. You're not going to be passive aggressive. I'm not going to be incited. If Kevin Coffey was sincere in getting me health care, if Jackie Beckerman was sincere in getting me health care, you know, I wouldn't be looking at little contracts, and I would have been treated with dignity and respect from the beginning. And I should have been receiving this health care from the get-go. And at this point, you're trying to put this on me that he called me and this and that and why I should. I don't know Kevin Coffey. All I know, Kevin Coffey, I've returned his calls multiple times and have attempted to set up an appointment with him. And I'm not going to get into this argument with you. That ship has sailed. Okay, great, Jackie Beckerman, but, you know, there's other issues. I have physical issues, ailments, too. I have, you know, I made it as simple as possible. Get me an appointment with a dentist.
And
I mean, really, Miss Beckerman.
Bob, I have someone who's willing to see you. What was the agreement? And right now, you are not being incited, and you're being very reasonable on the phone, but often...
Again, you're trying to bring up something that, you know, I'm not willing to discuss with you any longer. I am not willing to discuss any of my behaviors with you, Miss Beckerman, anymore. You have a tendency to mischaracterize everything I say. You have a tendency to not listen and not be, you know, and I'm sorry, but I've shown a lot of faith and put a lot of faith in you since February, and frankly, before, only to sit here 5-6 months later and have seen no progress whatsoever, other than the fact that I am been repeatedly triggered by you, and that there's been no progress. There's been no progress. And now to find out that, you know, lo and behold, it's like unlikely that I should be discussing this with your office. So would you suggest, so at this point, I'm going to ask you to contact, would you like to contact Mr. Feldman's office and say, you know what, I think this is a good idea. We should try and sit down, and so that he can express himself and that we can get the help and the guidance and we can institute the proper procedures for Mr. Adams, and going forward that there are other victims out there, you know, in case there are other victims, male victims, not male victims, whatever. I will tell you, though, as soon as I start my foundation and start having fundraisers, I'm hopeful that I'm going to count on you to put you, I'm going to be putting you on the mailing list.
I would support something like that, so that would be fine.
That's hopeful that the University of Rochester would too, because I would hope that at this point that they're taking a zero tolerance policy on sexual harassment and sexual assault.
They absolutely are taking a zero tolerance.
So then why does the University of Rochester continuously, and you have continuously told me that this matter is closed as far as you guys are concerned? I want to discuss it with Mr. Feldman. So are you willing to contact Mr. Feldman's office, or should I do that myself? I've already contacted the Brighton Police Department and let them know that I'm contacting them. So that if you guys are intending to contact the police department because I'm harassing them or whatever, I'm just letting you know that I've already put the heads up, all right? That was really abysmal. I mean, if this is the mode, this is how you guys, this is why Mr. Feldman needs to be aware of the fact that this is how victims are treated. I want to fully express, I want to show them all, you know, the texts and the messages and the conversation I had with Kate Cirillo, and this is what happens. It's abysmal. I mean, what about suicide rates in this town? They must be crazy after people have adverse events at the University of Rochester. Have you ever tracked any of that stuff? Yeah, I know, exactly. That's why I'm saying, I think at this point, you know, you want to find me therapy or whatever. Well, you know what? I don't know. I don't have that confidence. So I'd like Mr. Feldman to be, maybe he can reach out.
What you're telling me, so I can, is that there is nothing that I can do, no one I can send you to, nothing I can do.
Have you looked for anybody else other than Kevin Coffey? Because, you know, I had a conversation with Aaron on Monday, and I haven't heard from anybody since. Have you looked for anybody else? Okay, then.
I don't know who you want, because I have a feeling that anyone I send you to, you will not be okay.
Well, you know what, Miss Beckerman, I'm not asking for what your feelings are and how I'm going to present myself.
There are lots of therapists throughout the community. Many have associations with us. This, I think, was the gentleman who was probably our best bet in terms of him being very willing, and I got you in quickly. I would suggest that I don't think that there's someone that I'm going to suggest that you go to, you know, there's certainly...
We haven't addressed how this is going to be paid for, whether or not corporate counsel is going to be aware of all this information, whatever I discussed. I don't know. There are other options available to me, too.
Absolutely.
Perhaps I should just start a GoFundMe page and say, you know, as a sufferer of, you know, male sexual assault that there and PTSD, that I suffered a traumatic brain injury at the University of Rochester, and then followed that up with a sexual assault, and that there are therapeutical studies and stuff going on that I'm trying desperately to get myself involved in. Because I believe that there is a path for redemption for me, and there is hope still. There's got to be, because without hope, there's nothing. So there's, but unfortunately, the University of Rochester doesn't, you know, unless I feel that from Mr. Feldman's office, and that he can put me in touch with the right and the proper care and get me involved with the proper procedures, you know. I haven't even discussed the agreement. Why would I even want to discuss that with you at this point, Ms. Beckerman? It's not within your purview, nor is it within the corporate counsel's purview. Do you appreciate that? Why would I even want to consider signing something that, you know what, that says that should have treated me with dignity and respect from, geez, since the time I was, really, since I suffered the traumatic brain injury. But even fast forward. Yeah, a medically induced traumatic brain injury. Yeah.
That is not terminology I've heard you use before.
You've never heard me use that terminology before? Well, again, Jackie, Miss Beckerman, you know.
You have not. You talked about waking up on the table.
What do you, and that I suffered, yeah, and that I have PTSD. Where do you think the PTSD comes from? You get PTSD from a traumatic brain injury, Miss Beckerman, just to let you know. It's called cause and effect. All right, there are different ways that you can get PTSD.
I don't think this conversation, this, you know, the, you obviously don't want me to work with you. That is clear. So I don't know what else I can do right now.
So I'm going to be contacting Richard Feldman's office and let him know that, you know, I've been working with you for all these many months, and that at this point I think it's best that, you know, I've been misguided. Oh, I don't know. Do you know who Mary? Who's this? Let's see here. We can read this together if you'd like. I mean, I would have thought that you'd be aware of it and who these people are. But what are the recommendations?
Yeah, this is a new structure they are putting in. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Well, then you know what? Then why didn't you mention that to me before? And why are you still taking directives from corporate counsel, if that's true? And you guys, you still have it. Yeah, it came back publicly as a plea deal. You guys are well aware of the situation. You should, if you have a 0% zero tolerance policy, why is the situation still going on? I keep saying it. I'm not the villain here. Why am I the one that's even having to contact Richard Feldman at this point, Ms. Beckerman? Why are you sending me letters or agreements and such? I shouldn't even have to do that. Well, look at what happened with Kate. I wonder. Exactly. That's why I wanted to talk to Mr. Feldman about it. In a text, she received a text from me. She doesn't return a phone call. Why isn't she returning the phone call? Why is she continuously referring me to you? I'm reaching out to other people in the organization because I'm completely lost faith that you're in a position to help me.
Okay.
So I'm reaching out to other individuals, including the title. Who's the director of the Title IX? Organization, the director, you know, another a physician. I leave a voicemail. Not abusive, nothing. Could you please return my phone call? I'd like to discuss this with you. Well, I don't see anything wrong with it. That's her job. And then you find out, lo and behold, that you guys have completely missed the boat on this whole Title IX directive, because apparently I'm being precluded from filing a complaint through Title IX.
And why is that? Because then you would have to start an internal investigation, which you clearly have never done. And then there's guidelines that need to be met, and there's a certain level of transparency from the victim that I would receive then.
When you reported this initially, okay, when this initially happened and you reported it.
When what happened? I want you to use the words now. When I was first sexually assaulted by Gareth Warren, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
And you reported it. Did you go? I think you went to the police. Correct.
I went to the department. I went to the health department first. Again, aren't you aware of all this? You've reviewed all this. You've looked at all this. You've told me that you, like, took the time to go through it and talk to everybody about it. Aren't you aware of all this? Why am I repeating myself?
Okay, you know what?
You know what I mean? No, you ask. No, I mean, it's just kind of weird that you would ask me all these things again and again.
I'm sorry. It was a rhetorical question. Making sure you yelled at me before that I didn't ask.
Okay, go ahead.
No,
no, then go ahead. I'll make you 100% sure. What do you want to know? I'm sorry if I, you know.
So, I mean, do you understand? You think right now, this is not a conversation. There's nothing I can say. There's nothing I can say.
You know what you could say? You know what you could say? You know what, Bob Adams? Maybe you're right. Let me call Richard Feldman's office and set something up. You're in town for another week and a half, 2 weeks, if you whatever it is, I'll stay. I don't have to return right away. I've got other appointments that I have to make. And you know what, Bob? I think that's a great idea. And you know what? I am going to get in touch with Richard Feldman. And would it be okay if I was there too? And you know what? We'll get a group together and we'll discuss this. So, you know, and maybe Ann Shinneman can be there. And Mary Campbell can be there from the diversity office. And the cabinet member that's going to be appointed to it. Because you know what? Let's try and find a resolution to the past so that we can move forward in a positive way. Because you know what's really difficult, Jackie Beckerman? If I had to write this as a story, there's no happy ending. And that's what I want. I want some semblance of happy ending. And I would think the university, and I would think Jackie Beckerman would want some sort of, you know what, she stepped up, the university did this, and there's been corrective actions that have...
Can I just ask, you don't think that my getting Kevin Coffey to open up to you and you saying that you were
Do you understand how difficult that was? I shouldn't have, I mean, with the teeth pulling and the fighting with you and the arguments and the multiple calls and, you know, I got a letter from you back in March talking about how you're going to try and facilitate healthcare for me. Again, and you should be well aware, I suffered a this is the symptoms, and we've discussed this before. If you don't understand the capacity, where I'm at and what's going on, I have zero faith, very little trust in healthcare providers, and I've been very clear, which includes you, which includes administration, which includes, you know, the university needs to step up, and how can we develop a level of trust with this guy so that when I send him to Kevin Coffey, that he doesn't think that I'm, you know, I'm setting him up for some sort of a practical joke. Well, that's the, it's been a long time. It sure seems that way. That's the message that you send to your victims and patients after 5 or 6 months of going back and forth. And I had this conversation, by the way, I've had this conversation with a number of people, including Mark Henderson, who has used, you know, abusive language and yelled at me and this and that. I'm like, Mark, you know what? You've talked to me with the same tone and demeanor. He's the chief of the Brighton Police Department. Okay. And he gets it. He's like, yeah, people get when they're upset about something. I'm like, you've gone toe-to-toe, and you've been yelling at me and saying, you know, remember how you've said that to me, Mark? You don't understand, Bob Adams. You don't understand. Let me tell you, this is what's going on. I'm like, that's exactly the same demeanor that I've used. You do that. That's human nature. I'm sure you're, you know, again, I would imagine that a lawyer or something like that probably does it all the time. I bet, you know, gets on the phone and has a little, you know, and that's the way it is. Because you know what? Life isn't all a popularity contest. And that, you know, eventually you get to the point, and I told Mark and I had this conversation, and it was, did you ever get to the point where you just wanted to say, you know what, fuck you, Bob Adams? And he goes, you know what? Yeah, I have. And you gotta go, and you don't suffer a traumatic brain injury. You don't have PTSD. So I know all this stuff. This is a different shift for me because, you know, you knew me before I woke up on an operating. I was a different guy. Totally. Everybody around me knows that. This has been a traumatic issue. And that the University of Rochester's position has been one that has only been re-injuring and damaging to me. And all I keep trying to do is try and get myself better and make the community a safer place. And that's why I'm going to ask you if you believe that and you're sincere and you want to continue to, like, you know, be a part of, you know, that happy ending. You want to give Richard Henderson, give Mr. Feldman a call. Tell him who you are. Tell him how things have been played out. And that, you know what? Let's not one guy fall through the cracks. Because you know what? Do you think I'm stupid?
No.
Do you think I'm articulate?
Yes.
Do you think I'm, like, you know, a good communicator? So you know what? Why don't you guys take advantage of me? And make the place better instead of trying to, like, you know, worse. Well, you know what, Kate? Well, how Kate feels, you know what? How Kate feels and Kate's impression, well, that's too bad. You know what? All Kate, you know what? Again, I have to defend. I'm defending myself, and you know what? I don't want to do that. And he goes, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. If Kate's... Again, you reap what you sow. Miss Beckerman, you reap what you sow. I've reached out to you. I remember that very first conversation. I don't know. I remember telling you back in February when I reached out to you again and I was in, you know, I don't even, and the first thing I said to you, do you remember? I don't even know if I should be talking to you. I don't know whether or not this is in my best interest because and I reviewed this and I just played it just the other day. And I'm amazed and that's exactly how I started the conversation. Because every interaction I have with the University of Rochester has been met with intimidation, discrediting, intimidating tactics. But I have to do something to try and get better. Remember me saying that? That's the first thing I said to you. Hello, Jackie Beckerman, this is Bob Adams, and I don't even know if I should be talking to you because of this, 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 and this. And I'm, you know, it's, and again, that's why I was using the analogy with Mark Anderson. Sure, you get frustrated in life and you get angry and you raise your voice. Me, I have, and I've explained this to you before. I have this type of Tourette's thing that when I'm frustrated and I've been biased against or somebody's, you know, doing something, you know, I don't see any, it's a natural reaction. It really is. Until it gets to the point where I'm, like, so frustrated and so angry that I'm calling you a lying bitch. And I don't want to be that guy. And I shouldn't be that guy. And it shouldn't have even escalated to that position, to that point. That's where it gets really bad.
And all that...
Because all I see is... Again, it doesn't say who's going
to
sign that. Why wasn't it signed?
Because we will sign it.
By who? Who's going to sign it?
Probably me.
Probably you? Well, you know what? That doesn't carry a lot of weight. And there's a lot of questions in there for me. I mean, I'm like, you know, that it, you know, I don't like the fact that it's an allegation. And that, frankly, I think that I'm putting myself in a position...
It's
on you.
How not to let it go? Do you call
But what about, okay, so when I called up Mittens, I mean, again, you guys sit there and you characterize me. I'm just waiting, you know, if I signed that, all of a sudden some temp is going to sit there and say, you know, and I called him up and about a results on a test and... I know he didn't. Gary and I, my husband, I know he didn't. You know why? Because I never spoke to him. I never told him about Gareth Warren.
Do you know why he didn't? Do you know why you dropped the station? Because of how you talked to his frontline staff.
You know what? I don't believe you. I think, you know what? No. No, I'm not going to accept that. I'm not. You know why, Jackie Beckerman? You know why? Because you haven't been able to prove that. You haven't shown me any documentation. I want to see who complained. And I want to know, because, you know, I had a conversation. All I have is the conversation.
Why do you think I dropped it? Why, Bob?
Because I woke up on an operating table. And I don't know why. I really don't. I mean, that's what he says. But you know what? When I asked him, I said, so who complained? What exactly did I say? Who exactly did I speak to? And how did I offend them? Prove it. Show me the complaint. You want me to agree with you, Jackie Beckerman, that it was my demeanor?
This is what you have to agree to. I'm telling you what happened. You can agree with it or not agree with it. I'm telling you what happened. And I'm telling you I don't want that to happen again, which is why we were asking, can you try very hard to be respectful to these people?
You know, you're wrong. I was very respectful with them. What do you get? You get, you reap what you sow. So if somebody, if this temp had a problem with me, and I want
to
hear it.
You got to me the first time.
I want to hear it.
You know how you got to me the first time, a good year and a half ago, or whatever? Because the COO's assistant you talked to, and was so insulted by how you talked,
how are you threatened? How are you threatened?
I'm telling you.
It's just insane. You are. Exactly. And how do I, again, is it because it's my demeanor? So I can sit there and I can say, you know, do I talk like this because of the octaves? Is that it? Because of the, you know, because I have a bass baritone voice? Or, I mean, really, I don't know how I, you know, but to me, it means that you're just intolerant. And that there's, because people should be able to express themselves in however they choose without feeling, you know, intimidated. Well,
sometimes when you call, sometimes when you are upset, when you are obviously, I have now understood.
Yeah, because I remember calling the COO's office after I spoke with the.
Public safety got involved.
Oh, no, they were involved before that.
Yeah, well, they were involved before that, but that time, that's how it was. So I'm just telling you, I've been on this.
So that's how you guys treat, because she's alarmed because I called up the COO's office and said, you know, after I had contacted the compliance officer at Highland and was told to contact the COO's office. All right. And then, so while I'm talking to the secretary there, she says, no, you're talking to the wrong office. You need to talk to human resources about being sexually assaulted by a doctor. So all I'm doing is being blown around from one place to the next. You know what? I have all those conversations on tape. You want to review them? You want to review them with me? I'm in town. You know what, Miss Beckerman? That's a great idea. That's a great idea. I made the suggestion to you before.
I'm going to tell you, I want to help you get health care. I don't know how to do that. I think you should make an appointment with Kevin Coffey and try it. What's the worst that happens? You're not comfortable and you don't go back to him. But maybe...
And then what? And then I'm and then I have no health care. And then I have no resources.
Figure out something else, but at least give it a try. That would be my recommendation.
Well, I'm not. You know what? In the meantime, start thinking of your plan B. And I would like to talk to Mr. Feldman.
Okay. I know you would. I will do. I will.
You can contact his office. I can contact his office. But if I don't hear from his office, I should say. What should I say? So that I'm clear about this and that you don't think I'm threatening or whatever. But if, again, if Mr. Feldman would like not to return my call, I can assume that.
I'm not getting anywhere here. Okay, you said it. I understand it. I actually am now 20 minutes late.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Okay.
You know what? It is because I actually do want to help. I'm trying to figure out how to do that. I understand now. You'd like to talk to other people. Let me see what I can do. Okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, he lied to her.
Thank you.